Welcome. The day is March 31st, 2020. Got the UAW Local 1050 podcast. And right now we're going to introduce Don Moan. And morning, Don.
Morning, Ty. Thanks for the intro. Appreciate it. All right, everybody. Wanted to put something out here. A lot of moving parts in the last 24 hours. Holy crap. So again, Ty mentioned today is March 31st, 2020. We are literally in the last official day of being under the name of Arconic. So tomorrow, April 1st, is our official legal day for Cleveland Works to be under the umbrella of the new company named Howmet Aerospace. And no, that's not April Fool's. That just happens to be day one of the official calling of the plant we're in. So again, with that, I have a lot of news to share with you that's happened in the last 24 hours. So the rumors are running rampant. Again, we're trying to put all this together to have as much information as possible. We still don't have all the everything ironed out with all the questions answered. But however, yesterday evening was contacted by the company that upstairs in A plant in the 202 department where the metal room is located. We had one of our employees that is the first person that tested positive for the coronavirus. We were contacted yesterday evening about that. There were employees that were in direct contact with that member back on March 24th. The company did contact several individuals in that area that worked directly with that employee. So that just popped off last night. Along with that, just prior to that information, the bargaining committee was contacted by our international union that we would be contacted by the company. And we were yesterday at a meeting in the afternoon that we were notified that 76 members were going to be laid off to the street. And that would be effective Monday, April 6th. This is due to the coronavirus, but really the wheels business has really fallen off the cliff. Now, they've been saying this since November that they're slowing down the production of the truck builds. However, specifically the impacts for this reduction, the company told us that X and Y plant will be idle for 3 weeks at a minimum. They told us that S plant will be down to one furnace for two shifts, and that'll be first and second shift they're going to man. And then as far as the press room and wheels, the 802 and 803 press complexes and H plant are only going to be running first shift. So that's the 76 people that are affected. With that, we're waiting for a list to be forwarded over to us from HR of specifically who will all be impacted. Now, this needs to be posted by Wednesday. So that's our responsibility to make sure that they, whatever their reductions are the proper people based on seniority and in the department and such, and then lines of progression and so forth. So again, that unfortunate news just came yesterday. Again, from our international rep that gave us a heads up, along with the following information, which is very limited. He was notified by the company that they are pulling their last offer off of the table. And again, I don't have any details other than that's what was told. I haven't seen anything. The company hasn't contacted the local, but our international rep was contacted. And, yeah, I mean, the only thing I can tell you that we do have is a signed agreement, which happened last Wednesday on the 25th. And I'll read it to CBA extension agreement number 4. This agreement signifies an extension agreement to the current collective bargaining agreement between Arconic Inc. and UAW Local 1050 for the Arconic Cleveland Works facility. All terms of the current collective bargaining agreement due to expire 11:59 p.m. Friday, March 27th, will be recognized in force and expire 11:59 p.m. on Thursday, April 30th, 2020. Any additional extensions of the current collective bargaining agreement after Thursday, April 30th, 2020 will be discussed and must be agreed to by both Arconic, Inc. and UAW Local 1050. The parties agree not to strike or enter into a lockout situation prior to Thursday, April 30th, 2020, expiration of this agreement. The expiration of this agreement. Okay, and that's it. So, again, that was signed on the 25th by the company and the international. So that's what we have in front of us right now. So apparently we need to go back to the table. However, we're going to do that with all the limitations we have right now with the mandates. So with that, I have a little bit more information to give you that I was also emailed with about yesterday. So I'm going to read this. This comes from the international president of the UAW, Rory Gamble. And I'll read this. It says, "My sisters and brothers in Region 2B, first of all, I want to say that I hope you and your loved ones and your family are safe and healthy as we make our way through this terrible pandemic. As a union, we are all in this together in our communities to workplace safety and limiting the impact of this pandemic is our highest priority. You may recall that last fall, when I assumed the role of UAW president, I made a commitment to transparency and member engagement for all of our members. It is in that spirit that I need to tell you that after careful review by the UAW International Executive Board into workplace harassment allegations filed against UAW Region 2B Director Rich Rankin, the IEB has voted to file Article 30 charges. The board also voted today to suspend Director Rankin while Article 30 charges are pending. Under the UAW Constitution, Article 30 charges provide for a member trial of an elected officer, which could remove them from office. During this time, Region 2B will fall under the direction of the UAW International Union and Jeff Schrock, who is from Region 2B and currently serves as top administrative assistant in the president's office, will serve as liaison to the region. Wayne Blanchard continues in his role as assistant director in the region. The report from an outside third-party investigator substantiated allegations of workplace harassment, which were brought forward by members of Region 2B. The board received the final report Friday, March 27, 2020. I want you to know that Region 2B is of vital importance to this union and that I know that this is a very difficult situation for all of my sisters and brothers in Ohio and Indiana. I ask that you please stay strong and support one another during this difficult time. We will keep you updated, as always, in solidarity, Rory Gamble, President UAW International." So that information came to us as well, again, yesterday. So like I said, there's a lot of information that come in the last 24 hours. I really don't know what else to communicate to you at this point. I mean, we're looking over the list that the company's going to post, that they're going to be reducing people starting Monday, various classifications, production and maintenance that are affected. Once we get more information, keep looking at the website. We'll put stuff in the plant, get the podcast updated. I know we have our Facebook account that John Kordolewski's been trying to maintain, put information on that as well. And so we're trying to get as much information out as we can. And I know people want it on the fly. We're doing the best we can to do that. So at this point, that's all the information I have. So stay tuned, be safe, and talk to you soon.
Okay, that concludes today's podcast. Everyone have a safe day.